I'd like to greet everyone who's listening to this recording, wherever you may be at whatever time. I'm Rob Christie. I've been involved in what's loosely called the personal growth and transformation movement for 40 years. And during that time, I've had the occasion of meeting and doing business with a lot of great teachers, and I'm with one of them this morning. His name is Jim Hamilton. We're roughly the same age. What is compelling about Jim is he's come up with a technology, a multivariate technology to support people who are on the path, who are asking questions, who are, you know, seeking a better life. And one of his areas of expertise is affirmations, and the way that affirmations lead ultimately to prosperity, and beyond that, guidance. So, Jim, take it away.
All right, Rob, thank you again for our ability to share information and interact with the world out there. We were just touching on soaring affirmations, the foundation of affirmations, and how they engender our output. You might say how they engender our focus outward. And the mind is the most available tool to us. I do work with the nervous system in the brain. That's more sophisticated, and it requires technology and this and that, and it has to be learned. But the mind is something that's readily available. And because it's readily available, we can have dominion over it if we choose to, because otherwise it kind of runs on its own. And I think we've all had enough of that, or we're beginning to understand that it runs on its own unless we kind of rein it in or make choices for it. So my background is all affirmation based when I was younger. I don't have any formal education beyond high school, you might say, and I still don't know who Beowulf is, but or was. But the idea is that all of us want to have, when I say an easier life, a lot of us struggle in some manner or another, whether it's around relationships, whether it's around money, whether it's around the different kinds of surroundings we have. And most all of us would like to have more in our lives. And of course, what more is, that's a conversation by itself, because some people want to have, you know, better quality drugs. I mean, there's different aspects of what people would like in their lives. And I think more about prosperity and abundance as being an overall understanding of what an improved life looks like, because what we really want is we want things at the end of our fingertips. We want a life where we walk into a room and we light up in the room, or we were lit up before we walked in the room. We walk in and prosperity and abundance is, and we walk into a room, the state of the room is a match for what we are. So if we're in joy and peace and happiness, we walk into a room or walk into a party, that party is people that are in joy and peace and abundance and happiness. And so to understand prosperity and abundance is to recognize that how we feel is part of how we produce what we have in our lives. And affirmations is kind of the foundation for that. So what I'm trying to say is that abundance and prosperity is a product and a choice, and it becomes our surroundings. And so at our fingertips are the things that we wish for. Like, I was at a concert this past Sunday, chamber music. It was wonderful. And abundance and prosperity is your surroundings, and we can have any kind of quality surroundings we wish.
One of the things I hear you saying, Jim, is that one's sense of what prosperity means evolves over time. And you have a technology that supports people in creating that evolution, if you will.
You know, that's well said, Rob. Our vision of everything improves over life. Prosperity is a good example. An understanding of what prosperity is continues to refine itself. I think I just used the example of being in a really, let's say you jump out of your car, you live in this heightened state of appreciation and elation maybe, and you walk into an event and it's a match. And so prosperity looks like that. And that's kind of the higher end of it. Some people think about being able to pay their bills and whatever, but prosperity is a state, and it's a state that's achieved by our output. And our output begins with affirmations. A more refined version of that is soaring affirmations. But ultimately, prosperity is something that, I'll give you a way to look at it. The mind is limited to what it already knows. In other words, its ability to project forward is limited by what it's already had experience for. So as we want to extend our lives into more refined prosperity, we can eke that out ever so slowly through trial and error. And of course, trial and error is the way life works. But eventually we learn how to partner with source. Eventually we come to understand the spiritual relationship we have with the world. And we understand that sunrises and sunsets and flowers I was at another event Friday evening that was kind of a musical type thing. And all the actors afterward had received flowers. And so what we're trying to do, you know, prosperity is about blending the aspects of nature, the truth of nature, with our own being. So prosperity is actually an ever unfolding experience. And there comes a point where we learn how to access guidance to more effectively deliver prosperity to us, because prosperity is wholeness. And that's really what, so prosperity is not limited to money in any manner, any way, shape, or form. It's our state of being for which our life continues to unfold, and we carry that with us. And it starts with the mind and how we carry that, and we deliver our life forward, and we continue to unfold.
Well, I'm definitely picking up the stages of the process in listening to you. You shared with me before your experience of creating that sailboat very, very early in your career. And I think all of us go through a phase where our definition of prosperity constellates around achieving some level of material well-being, depending on the person. It might be as simple as having a roof over your head on a consistent basis, but more likely it might be a big house. It might be a fancy car. It might be a sailboat. And then at a certain point in that process, you look around at the stuff you've created and say, well, there's more. There's something more out there for me. It might be, you know, in the area of relationships. It might be, as you say, a more evolved interaction with nature. How does that occur, Jim?
You know,
and what do people do when they're faced with that dilemma, if you will?
You know, prosperity is defined, it shows up in so many ways. I have a card, and it shows somebody, I say standing in the rain. The rain is pouring straight down, and it's a drawing. It's kind of an Asian, I'd say Oriental, because it depicts an earlier era of the Asian, and maybe there's a hat But what they're doing is there's a roof and they're standing out of the rain. And in its simplest form, that's prosperity in its simplest form. Okay. Another example is I've talked with homeless people once in a while, especially I used to do that. And one of the things I found was some of the homeless people prefer it. They prefer the freedom of no constraints. And maybe they even have access to Social Security and they do and they don't take it. I'll tell you a funny story really quick. I lived in LA and I was walking a girlfriend down to her car. I lived right on Wilshire Boulevard and her car had to be out of the lane closest to the curb by, I think, 8 o'clock, so that all the lanes on Wilshire Boulevard were wide open for traffic. And as I walked up to her car to open the door to let her in for her to drive off, somebody popped up on the other side of the hedge, which was a very tall, a reflective building, and said, "Good morning." Now, that was somebody sleeping at between the building and the hedge, and had a very cheery good morning. And what I'm trying to say is prosperity is a state. It's more than having a house. We learned, like say again in the 60s, that having a Cadillac and stocks and bonds and a swimming pool, it didn't take long to realize that there's really a lot more to prosperity. And what we really emulating the success of nature is a good example of prosperity, because nature continues unabated. Yes, there's forest fires and yes, there's landslides, but all this does is produce more in the long run. If you look at it in a short snapshot, you can see the difficulty of a fire, but the fact of the matter is that nature continues to go, it continues to have the resources to expand, and that's our ultimate model, is that that's what prosperity looks like. I think I kind of got off of your question. I don't know how close I got to it. I suspect I didn't.
Oh, I think I think what you shared was relevant to the question, because what I asked about was the evolving nature of how a person defines prosperity and how that changes over time. And I think the comment about the homeless person was perfect. Because it widens, listening to that, it widens one's appreciation. Not everybody views prosperity in the same light, or do we view prosperity in the same light at different times in our evolution?
That's quite true. Prosperity is everything is trial and error. You can say law of attraction, you can say cause and effect, you can say trial and error. Humans step up through first they step up by doing something. A lot of people, there's certain kinds of people will sit back and they'll talk about it, but you actually have to do it. You have to kind of push yourself, and then you find out what happens and you refine that process. And humanity's version of prosperity is shifting and exchanging, and I think you're going to find we got more wealthy people, at least a few of them, and probably more, that they're taking their vast wealth and they're plowing it back into the world in some manner or another. And I pro money isn't really the way to buy it, isn't really the way to solve problems, but at least it's an indicator of people with vast wealth. Like, was it Mackenzie was married to Jeff Bezos? I mean, her fortune was huge. I don't know how big it was when they divorced, and she's actually she's spending her life trying to find where to put money to contribute to humanity. And so prosperity looks like so many things nowadays.
Well,
Let me give you an example really quick. I was in LA. I was in Venice. My girlfriend had a birthday coming up. I tend to be a last minute kind of guy on that. Valentine's Day, birthdays, whatever they, Christmas, you name it. It comes to me at the last minute. And she and I were walking. We were on McKinney Abbott, I think is the name of the street. And I saw a window and I thought, aha. And as I got close to that window, I had this intuitive hit that there was going to be something in there. And I walked up and I zoomed right in on this necklace that was rubies. Now, I like buying stones. I bought my fair share of diamonds and emeralds even, and different kinds of stones over a lifetime. And these rubies were really interesting. I tried to show them to her, but she's looking at the whole window because there's all kinds of other things in the window. We went in. The rubies were about a little under $500, 400, I don't know what they were. And then the chain was another 100. So I walked out in a very magical way with a perfect birthday present, three rubies, and then there's the story behind where the rubies came from. I mean, where they were mined and all that. But see, that's what prosperity looks like. That is what prosperity looks like. It's magical things at your fingertips. And I didn't it's just like the person popping up their head over the hedge saying hello. I remember that is just as distinct as I remember realizing that window had a solution in it for me. And as I walked up to it, I zoomed right in on the rubies. It took her forever to get to the rubies when I showed them to her. But finally, that's what prosperity looks like.
Well, I'm fascinated with this conversation, Jim, about prosperity. When you think about on the one end of the spectrum, you gave an example of a homeless person who apparently is happy in their circumstances. And if you ask the vast majority of humankind whether they would be happy under that circumstance, the response would be no, I wouldn't. I have met two homeless people here in San Clemente, where I live, who are homeless by choice. And it gets back to the business of, well, the minimalists, who say the more you can simplify that your life, the happier you'll be. Well, one way to simplify it is to quit your job and live on the street. I mean, that does simplify things in one respect. Then if you go to the other end of the spectrum, we're at a time in the history of the United States where there's never been a greater discrepancy between the people at the top and the people at the bottom with respect to the amount of money they have. Jeff Bezos is reported to have a net worth of $85 billion. As a football fan, I see this in they're bidding up the price. An NFL franchise is now worth, multiple billions of dollars. And the guys that are buying it are the guys who still, even though they made vast sums of money, they regard, the acquisition of, a sports franchise as, the pinnacle of, personal achievement. So prosperity is all over the map with regard to what it means to any particular person.
It's about what people want next, and the quality of what people want next becomes the real game, because it could be about a sports franchise. But I'll tell you what, there are homeless people out there, and we could probably come up, I don't know about a better term, but what they're doing is they're living in the now and preferring that over an orderly existence that's kind of already set up for them, like the 9 to 5 and the retirement and all these kinds of things. And they would rather live on the edge at what some people would call great expense. And I think these people, and there's all kinds of people out there, but most everybody lives the life they want. And that is an aspect of prosperity, because they live the life they want. There's a lot to that statement. Whatever we have and whatever we don't have is actually what we want. Because if we wanted something different in this world, not by going to the bank and borrowing money, but we can have whatever we want. And it begins with learning how to manage the mind and make choices. And there's an ever upward spiral, and there's actually a number of ever upward spirals. Some of them are more useful to the overall whole, and there's anything available for anybody, and I guess that's the ultimate definition of abundance and prosperity. Anything we want.